This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Greenbacks tumbling, yeah.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed.
Alex is engineering the broadcast.
Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Okay, class, if you'd like to call us, Dr. Sheila's with us for 2 hours on Mondays. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, I was talking with Alex today, and he mentioned stomach flu. But, you know, that's just a generic term. Vomiting. It went on for a day. It's over. Is that something that we can treat?
Well, of course, if I had it, I would instantly run into the clinic and get 100 grams of vitamin C IV. Without that, I don't know. Castor pack over the abdomen may help. You can't take much vitamin C when you're always vomiting.
Right.
I don't really, the best thing is to keep your immune system strong as long as you can and avoid those things.
Okay. In the meantime, once the vomiting stops as it has, do you recommend probiotics? Do you recommend...
Probiotics, of course, because things have to be out of balance once you've had whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then I also recommend... getting immediately on vitamin D3 if you weren't already.
Okay.
And vitamin C and astaxanthine.
Astaxanthine, vitamin C, and how much vitamin C once the digestive system can tolerate
it? Dr. Sheely's essential, the one I like, because you get 2 grams of vitamin C, but also a gram of MSM, which doubles the effectiveness of the C.
Okay. Dr. Sheely's youth formula, that's what I take, class. Yes, youth formula, Youth. And 2 grams of vitamin C plus MSM in a gelatin capsule. I take them every day, sometimes many times a day, depending on how I feel. And I also take Dr. Sheely's essentials. This is not a commercial, this is an endorsement. I take his essentials, it's a gelatin capsule, as well as his youth formula. And let's see, and we'll talk about the probiotic component, please, for just a minute or so. When we take probiotics, empty stomach, full stomach, meals, in between meals, lots of water, not much water, what's the best way?
I like them more or less on an empty stomach.
Okay.
But I think it's okay to take them with a meal. It's just I think if you get them in there when there's nothing else competing with them, they're more likely to, you know, get absorbed easily.
Yeah, that was my question. I guess I was thinking about the stomach acid. Would the stomach acid kill the probiotics?
No.
So should you? Yeah. Okay. All right. So you can take them as you like, class. And should you take them? And I'm talking about the capsule forms. Should you take them once a day, a couple times a day? What are your thoughts?
Think 3 times a day during or right after such an episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Shealy, thyroid. I was doing some research. I don't have a thyroid problem. No one in the family does that I know of. And what I was learning about this is it's very interesting that it can cause mood swings. Is that right? Or
everything affects everything.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And thyroid is your big number one regulator of metabolic, well, strength, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And so, obviously, if it's down or up, it's going to have mood swings. You can go either from manic to severe depression.
Huh. Okay. Now, would that affect, when you say manic to severe depression, could that affect someone's purchasing habits? So, for example...
Yes, of course.
Okay. I wonder if there's something in our food that is making people have these mood swings to make them buy more stuff. Is there? Things they don't need?
Well,
things they don't even want?
Again, when your mood's not right, you can do all kinds of odd things. Up to committing suicide. I mean, that's when your mood's screwed up, you are screwed up in every possible way.
Okay. Well, what do we do to keep our thyroid running at optimal position?
Well, at the top of my list, for everybody, all the time, every day, every month, every week, etc., if they have not trained the brain to detach from the crap you cannot do anything about, well, there's only one thing, plain old autogenic training.
Okay.
If they will do that twice a day for 3 months, it retrains the brain. It puts you in a state where when something goes amok, you can say, okay, can I do that? Oh, can't do it. Detach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you what you won't be able to do.
When people hear us discussing detach for the first time, they probably think we're nuts. That's what we're talking about is literally, if you can't do anything about it, why worry about it? The country is in turmoil with people paying attention to the news, things they absolutely can't do anything about, literally. And what Dr. Shealy has been teaching me for years is to detach, separate yourself from it because you can't fix it. Just put it aside and don't worry about it. And it's so hard to do initially. But then once you get past that, it's really easy to do. So, for example, there are plenty of people who would like to be helped. Well, I can't help everybody, and if I do, it will destroy my health, my family's health, because there are more of them than there are of us, and if they would just pay attention to their own lives, nobody would have to help them. They'd be okay, but they won't. So it's not my problem. I think I said that in a nutshell, right? And our son says it all the time. Oh, he says it all the time. Hey, Dad, it's not my problem. You know, I'll say to him, hey, look at that truck going down the road. Looks like that tire is just about ready to blow. It's running on the rim. It's flat. He'll say, not my problem. Matter of fact, a couple days ago, he was driving through Marshfield, Missouri, and the guy in front of him's wheel was wobbling. Now, when I say wobbling, I'm talking about eccentric wobble, 2 inches to the left, 2 inches to the right. It wasn't like the wheel was tight. It was like it was falling off, literally. So he pulled up to this guy, rolled down the window, and said, hey, your wheel's falling off. And the guy looks at him and says, yeah, I know. I'm just trying to make it home. You would think, if the wheel is wobbling that much and the whole car is shaking back and forth and the guy's just hanging onto the steering wheel for dear life while the whole car shakes left to right, you would think that he'd pull over to the side of the road where it's safe and take a look at it. Nope.
Now, Ben, you just said the operant word, think. You're assuming that people think.
Well, yeah, actually, and well, I used to. I don't think I do that anymore. Have you heard about this freshman Democrat representative Katie Hill? Have you heard of her?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. This gal is like early 30s. And she's 32-year-old. So...
Are you there? Hello? Vince? Joe? Vince? Anybody there?
Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli, and we may be able to take a few calls. And so if you have the number, you can give us a call. And if you'd like to listen on the telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Rick. Yeah.
Rick, if it's okay with you, before we get into today's discussion regarding Newspeak, I think it'd be great to give a tip on how to save money. Is that okay with you? It has to do with physics.
Sure.
So, okay. So, class, most of us buy gasoline. And I was thinking about the hot weather. And here's a really simple tip for you. And this will save money for you every time you buy gas. Now, assuming that you find the lowest priced gasoline station and you buy the correct grade of gasoline for your car, assuming you do all that, then this next step applies. And all you have to do is pay attention when you go to buy gas. So all liquids have something in common except for one. And that would be water. So take water out of this equation. But all other liquids.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Pencils,
paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
No, I shouldn't have done it. I was talking about freshman representative Katie Hill, Democrat from California, 32-year-old, is pictured on the internet smoking dope, or at least has a bong in her hand, and she's nude. Another picture of her, nude, sitting on a chair, legs spread, combing the hair of someone in Congress or an aide or a campaign worker, and she's having a three-way affair with her husband and the female, and she's a female, and she's got a tattoo, and here we go, risky behavior, and she just resigned. 524 more to go. I'm delighted that she is out of Congress, because that's the last thing we need. People who have no set of morals. You know, these are supposed to be our best and brightest, and this is what we get. People are saying that, hey, she might be reelected in California, because what do they know, right? Land of fruits and nuts. But Dr. Shuley, I lost when I started talking about her. Internet went down, bang. I guess you're not allowed to talk about that. I was reading an article about that in the 1920s during the Great Depression. Just before the Great Depression, there was the beginning of censorship in the media, radio and television. And if you towed the line, you got along great. And it continued up until just recently, where now it's just including guys like us talking about what's really happening. And there are very few of us left. It's working. They're shutting down left and right. It looks like we only have a couple hundred views per day on the Internet. We have no idea how many people are listening to us worldwide on Genesis Communications Network and Republic Broadcasting and the archives. And I mean, a lot of people listening, but the Internet just shows 200, and that's not true, because we wouldn't be as highly ranked on TalkStream Live if that were true. We wouldn't be listed if that were true. But the world's falling apart, I guess that's what I'm saying, Dr. Shuey.
Well, yeah, I do have one thing to tell people.
Yes.
Detach. Yesterday, I had one of the worst trips I've had in the last 50 years. I arrived in Chicago from Pittsburgh. 2 minutes before we were to board, they say, boarding in 2 minutes. 3 minutes later, they said, oh, go from gate 17 to gate 7. We're a different plane. Go to gate 7. Waited 40 minutes or so, get on the plane, wait 30 minutes, they can't close the cabin door, we'll get off the plane, wait another hour, go to gate 60, finally got on a plane and got home.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest advice is don't fly through Chicago if you can, in or out. It's the worst airport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that comes close to it is Paris.
What about flying altogether? You think we should not fly? I don't want to fly. I don't want to be trapped.
Well, I don't have any choice. I mean, I can't travel the way I do by car. It would take all my time to get there,
right,
and come home. So, you know, I take my chances. But, what a wonderful opportunity just to detach.
Sure. Sure. Our son was traveling for business, and he was outside the state. And this was a while ago. He was outside the state. And our children check in with us, even though they're adults. You know, one's our youngest is almost 30, and the others are in their 30s. But they let us know where they are in case there's a problem, in case we need to come rescue them or whatever. So one of our children called and said, hey, just want to let you know that I'm on a different room from the one I told you in this nice hotel. Because the plumbing, the sewage line and the plumbing failed, was dripping raw sewage into my room, and I just want to let you know I'm in a different room. The point I'm trying to make is we think that you look at these nice hotels and motels, clean in the lobby. Who put the plumbing in, and how is it that plumbing fails? How is that possible? Well, it did, and it leaked through the ceiling. Leaked into his room, and my concern is, did he get any raw sewage on any of his things that he has to worry about getting some kind of disease from the carelessness of whom? Maybe the person in the room above, maybe the plumber, maybe the maintenance people, I don't know. Just a thought. When we come back, Dr. Shuey, can you tell us, what do we do to make sure that we don't succumb to disease from the carelessness of others in a situation like a motel or a hotel when raw sewage is leaking?
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Moments ago, he discusses the telephone call with the Ukraine leader that sparked the whole inquiry.
When the whistleblower, when they saw what the whistleblower wrote, and then when I released the conversation, which bore no relationship to what the whistleblower saw. They said their case was out the window. And I think it's a disgrace. And frankly, I told Republicans who are really being taken advantage of, they're really being maligned. And I think it's a horrible thing.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House as he heads to Chicago. Catholic bishops from the Amazon asking Pope Francis to let married men in that region serve as priests. A gathering of the bishops at the Vatican discussing also the idea of ordaining women as deacons. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
And I was talking about this Congress critter who, risky behavior, absolutely risky behavior. And I'm so glad that Congresswoman Hill resigned among all these pictures. And that's the way to take these guys down. That's really clear. I don't know if the Internet's going to come back up, so we're going to continue this broadcast with Dr. Shealy for this hour. And, the internet comes back, then, and I've reset all of my equipment. It's not here. It's CenturyLink that did this. Dr. Shuler, so I mentioned that our son was traveling, and there was a sewage leak in the room above him in this motel or hotel, wherever he's staying, out of state, and it started leaking into his room. When that happens, what do we do? What do we do to make sure we don't get diseases? And what diseases can we get?
Well, anything. I mean, there are 5,000 dozen different infectious possible diseases. The first thing you do is you carry with you a colloidal silver and take a huge dose of it. Secondly, of course, you carry with you your Dr. Shealy's youth formula and all your standard vitamins, and you wash your hands like fierce. I mean, that's the best you could do. You keep yourself healthy all year by spending time training your body, your mind, and your brain to detach from those things you cannot change, getting out of that room as soon, quick as you can when such happens, and you just, detach. The problem
When we think about this, we think, that could never happen. Okay, so that happened recently to one of our boys. The other boy was going to a grand opening of a restaurant out your way and in Missouri. And it was to be tonight. And he got an email saying, it's been postponed or canceled because the city sewer system has a problem and they cannot open the restaurant because the city sewer system has a failure. So here we are. We're bumping along just fine. We think, everything's good. And two boys have similar problems, very close to each other, with sewage backing up. One at a hotel or motel, and the other one to a grand opening at a restaurant. Sewage system's backing up. And of course, California's on fire. The electricity's being shut off. People are dying because they have medical needs. Oxygen concentrators and so forth, and they're dying because the electricity fails. And we have been led to believe that you just flush that handle and that sewage goes away. It goes, the water goes down the drain, everything's fine, electricity's good. And now we're finding out that's not true. It's not true. The electricity we cannot count on. We can't count on the sewage system working. We can't count on very much at all anymore, Dr. Shuler. We are becoming like a third world country. And if we're not paying, and you were talking about travel, and obviously there were airplane problems, because if there weren't problems, you would have been on the plane and off you would have gone, right?
You bet. I mean, it took three planes to get the right one to come home. I mean, I don't know how many of United's airplanes are in that bad shape, but it does show you have to be at least ready to take alternatives.
I remember flying for the bank back in the 80s, 1980s, and I got on a plane for a morning meeting flying from, up to upstate New York to go to the corporate headquarters, and we had a stopover to pick up some more passengers on the way, early morning flight, stopped over, landed, and the fire trucks came. And the pilot announced, it's okay. It's, just the wheels are on fire, but it'll be all right. It's some brake fluid that leaked, and they'll be putting them out right away, and we'll get some new tires, and off we go. And, it'll only be 45 minutes, and we got another plane, flew, and we had another problem there. And I ended up in Atlanta. I was trying to get near the Canadian border. Ended up in Atlanta. I was flying all day. None of the flights were meal flights. And I finally took a bus home, and it took, I must have flown thousands of miles and never made my meeting. And so, this has been going on for quite a while, and I hate being held hostage. That's why I don't want to go to meetings. That's why I don't want to have a job. That's why, if I can't get there by my own vehicle, which I have serviced, I'm not going. I mean, for me. But I have cut out all my speaking engagements. I don't want to do them anymore. I just don't. So here we are, and the Internet's down. By the way, UPS is thinking about making drug deliveries with CVS, the pharmacy, to your home. So UPS will get within the last 5 miles. A drone will take the prescription to your door and drop them off. Dr. Shuley, that means more electromagnetic radiation in the air, because not only are the UPS trucks driving around and they have communications electronic, but there'll be communications from UPS to the drones, more electromagnetic radiation. Any concerns about that?
Well, obviously, but, you know, again, you just do what you can and you keep on until you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, death has never been a worry of mine. I'd like to continue as long as I can helping other people, but dying has never been a fear of mine. I know that I'm okay when I go.
Well, I'm interested in paying more taxes now. But what I mean by that is I want to live as long as possible and be with my family and, you know, friends as long as possible. You know, under good circumstances, I'd like to do that. But the more I read the news, the more weird things I see. For example, there was a transgender female, and she's a cross-country runner, 22 years old. She's in Montana, and she was named the Female Conference Athlete of the Week. You know, she won second place. But she's not a she, she's a he. And so he prefers to dress like a female and run a race as a female when previously he was identified as a man. So actually he was a man. Now he calls himself a female, wants to race against females, and it's not fair. It's not fair to have men run against women in races. It's not fair. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I'm with you all the way on that one. I think that's the greatest bullshit. Excuse my language on radio. All the crap that the left is pushing these days. Those people are sicker than hell, and they don't need to be encouraged to change gender. They need to have past life therapy, get their act together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So... I mean, it seems to me that we're doing all kinds of things that are not fair. All kinds of things. People who have perversions want to make sure that everybody knows about it, and they want to influence others to join them. And I was thinking that some of this probably comes from the universities, where they're taught, you know, it's okay. Everything's okay. You can change your gender, and if you think you made a mistake, you can change your gender back. Young people, as very young, are encouraged to wear dresses because it makes them feel good, or their mother thinks it makes them feel good. I think we should stop allowing this behavior and express ourselves, those who think that this is wrong, because it can't. I don't see how society can continue with deranged behavior, with deviant behavior, with this disruptive behavior. It looks like we're going down every way I can think of, Dr. Shuley.
I agree. And that's one of the reasons I don't turn on television ever.
Right.
I just don't turn it on. I listen to the news coming to and from the clinic, so I am aware, you know, if something really important for me to take care of my life or day is happening, I'll hear it on the news coming in from to and from work. But other than that, I don't want other people's nonsense in my life.
Right. I agree with you. There's a, just to put an exclamation point on this nonsense. Samsung, the Asian electrical giant, electronic giant, put this big balloon up in the air. And it really wasn't a satellite because it was only about 65,000 feet up. So an airplane, an airliner might fly 35,000 feet. Well, this is twice as high as an airplane would fly, and for good reason, because if they didn't put it up that high, planes would crash into it. Well, what was it? Well, it acted treated like a satellite, but it was a balloon. And it was so that a person could use a Samsung smartphone, take a selfie picture, and have in the background of this selfie picture the sky, space. So you could see yourself when you take this picture, an image from space. And what a great thing. More stupidity. So we put this Samsung puts this, we'll call it satellite up there, 65,000 feet, and it fell down. And it landed on this guy's property, actually landed in the power lines. And Samsung said, well, we meant to take it down. You know, that was in our plans. It was supposed to come down, but not so soon. We are doing the dumbest things, I mean, literally, so we could have more backgrounds of pictures of ourselves so that we can send them to our alleged friends. This is beyond stupid. So we're doing more. I don't even know how to explain this, that we put this thing in space just so we could have an image of ourselves to send to our friends. Why?
Hey, man, to me, the only thing you could do is laugh at stupidity. I mean, yeah. Better than crying.
Yeah, that's true. How about this, Dr. Shuey? So, your alma mater, it was a Duke. Well, there was I'm having a lot of trouble because the internet's down. Dr. Sarah Armstrong, a Duke University pediatrics professor and policy's lead author, says that children should get weight loss surgery, even some preteens, because we're just getting too fat. So, lifelong...
I'd cut her neck off.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this, and it doesn't look like the internet's back. But Dr. Shuey and I will be right back. So, class, there is a Duke University professor recommending getting surgery to lose weight. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Network, our equipment, not our computers. It is CenturyLink, and the internet is down. I can tell because I reset the router. It's still down. So hopefully it'll be back for tomorrow. Dr. Shuley, we were talking about weight loss, and we're talking about how Duke University pediatrics professor is saying that children should consider weight loss surgery. Their youngest patient is 14 years old. Weight loss surgery is not for everybody, but they're saying that you should consider it. Dr. Shuley?
I would think she needs to have, she needs to be caned in public square.
That's well, that's what I was thinking, at least, because can you undo weight loss surgery? Can you?
No.
Okay.
This is beyond crazy. Come on.
Well, I was thinking that how many people 14-year-olds, how many people 14-year-old would actually understand what surgery is about? Do they really know? Do they understand the risks of anesthetics, anesthesia? Do they understand the risks of hospital diseases? Do they understand that once this surgery is done, that their life will be changed forever? They won't be able to eat the same kinds of things as much. No soda. I mean, I shouldn't have it anyway, but my understanding is if you have weight loss surgery, you can't have carbonated drinks anymore.
Well, then you can't do a lot of things. I mean, and it carries all kinds of risks.
So what actually is cut out? A section of the intestines, a section of the stomach? What actually is cut out?
Well, there's several different things. There's bypass surgery, which they cut out. You know, they bypass a big part of the digestive system, and the other is to actually remove part of it, either remove it or bypass it. But it doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Okay, so if they remove part of the stomach, that means you can't eat as much, right? That means you have to eat more often?
Yeah.
And if they remove part of the intestines, then your absorption potential is less for the nutrients, correct?
That's just a small part of the damage, yes.
And so what would be some of the lifelong complications that a person would enjoy as a result of not being able to close their mouth?
I don't think there's any. I think bypass surgeries aren't quite as bad as gender surgery, but it's stupid.
Well, I know a guy who was in the 500-pound neighborhood, and he was so big that when he came to our house with a 36-inch wide door, he would have to go through sideways, you know, to fit through the door. And I'm not exaggerating. He could not see his shoes, so he could not tie his shoes. Now, this sounds like I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. He could not reach his shoes to tie them, so he'd have to kind of slip them on. It would be freezing, sleeting, snowing, and he'd be in shorts because he was hot all the time. But I saw him at an event, and he sat on two folding chairs side by side because he was that big. And he had huge, huge plates of food, huge. Each one was twice as much as I could eat in the first place. But so he had four times as much as I would eat. He ate a lot, and in order to reduce weight, he had bariatric surgery. And literally, he lost weight. He became half the guy he used to be, you know, down to maybe 275, 250. Well, he didn't realize, and no one told him, that he would not be able to eat big meals. He would not be able to have certain foods like sodas, and that this would go on forever. This isn't, you know, as long as he lived. This was not, you know, some temporary thing, and that it was not reversible. So I have a feeling that if he thought about it and he said to himself, I could just close my mouth and eat less. He could have avoided all that. Why don't people do that, Dr. Shealy? Why don't they just shut their mouth and eat less?
Ah, you just, no common sense.
Okay.
Common sense.
You know, if the typical meal is, let's say, 1,000 calories, and he was eating four times that, three times a day, I guess just that's the explanation for his massive size. Well,
yeah.
He didn't get much exercise because he was too big for that.
Well, he didn't have enough common sense to live, really.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what happened? The weight slowly came back on.
Of course.
So he did all that damage, paid that money, lost the weight, and slowly put it right back on. Well, Dr. Shu, I really appreciate being with us. It's been really frustrating for me at this end, and I'm sure for you, because of the outage that we've had, nothing's working here. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week.
Have a good one, Ben.
Thank you, Dr. Shu. Bye-bye.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.